Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has come out against what he calls race-baiting politics by National, ACT and New Zealand First. In a media stand-up after a visit to the Ngāti Hine Health Trust in Kawakawa, Mr. Hipkins said it has led to a major increase in abuse of candidates. He was backed by Northland Māori MPs Willow Jean Prime and Calvin Davis, who said the abuse at candidate meetings is worse than they have previously experienced. He says Chris Luxon's threat to wind back progressive Māori policies, ACT's attacks on the Treaty of Waitangi, and a New Zealand First candidate referring to co-governance as a disease are all signs of race-based politicking.
Today my goal here has been to set out what a positive future in terms of the relationship between Māori and non-Māori in New Zealand can look like. I believe that we all have a stake in this. I believe that ongoing work to strengthen the relationship between Māori and non-Māori will benefit all New Zealanders. I believe we've made a lot of progress and now is not the time to turn back.
The Ngāti Hine Health Trust is welcoming the government's support for reducing inequities and improving health outcomes for whānau of Te Tai Tokerau. During his visit yesterday to the Trust's Kohokoa headquarters, Prime Minister Chris Hipkins highlighted the $14 million wellness centre at Kohokoa's Bayof Islands Hospital, which will open in November, offering outpatient, renal, oncology and haematology services. Trust project manager Aorangi Stokes says it will mean huge time and cost savings for local people.
Now the services are closer, the opportunity for our whānau not to have to travel over to Whangarei or down to Whangarei is where we want to continually be pushing and striving towards creating better access for our whānau to healthcare and specialist care.
Ngāti Hine Health Trust continue to offer GP services at the hospital. The three-day Toikiri World Indigenous Arts Festival gets underway in Mount Maunganui today, and for the first time, Te Wānanga'o Aotearoa is officially attending. The festival has drawn about 200 artists, musicians and performers, including a Tā Tātou, Tā Moko and skin-marking artist from Taiwan, the Ma'ohi Tahiti Islands, Fiji, Tonga, Māori Kukiairani, Samoa, Philippines and First Nations America and Canada. Wānanga spokesperson Kim Marsh says the Wānanga is taking a printing press and it will have a range of cultural experts there to share their skills.
We'll be making printmaking available and also a workshop called Native Paint, taking people through how to make paint from the tile, from natural materials. We'll be encouraging these artists to come over in Wānanga and do mahi with us. The public also will be able to join in at our tables and be guided by our ringatoi there to make some mahi toi.
And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!